He has a pack of children.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say passel?
I wouldn't.
Have you heard it?
I haven't heard it.
Do you know the word at all?
No.
Never heard the word passel?
No, passel of children. No.
Have you ever seen it in print or anything?
I don't think so.
Because I've at least seen it. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody
use it.
You know, except in Lags interviews when country people say it a lot. If you want to get beans out of the pod, what do you do to them?
You break.
Well, to get them out.
You snap the pod.
Well, this is when you actually have to open the pod and get the bean out. That's...
I guess you pull it out.
We may be talking about different kinds of beans here. What kind of bean are you talking about?
Am I talking about peas? When I think of pod, mm-hmm. I think of something like a pea.
Oh, well, to get the pea out of the pod, what do you do?
You open it.
I'm going to go and do what to the peas?
Shell them.
Mm-hmm. And, all right, kinds of beans. The kind mm-hmm. of bean that you also have to shell, and they're flat and sort of ear-shaped. And they're my favorite kind of bean.
Is that a butter bean?
That's what I was trying to describe. Any other name for that?
A butter bean or a lima.
Are they the same?
I think they're the same, except that I think of butter beans sometimes being a little larger.
Mm-hmm.
But I love them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, too, that the lima beans are green, but butter beans are dry.
Hmm.
Or are they?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. How about the kind of bean that you do break? And I think that's what you were talking about before.
That may be a string bean.
Other terms for those?
No. I don't know of another term. Other string bean.
Would you call them...
Cold beans.
Would you ever call them green beans or snap beans?
Green beans or snap beans.
Mm-hmm. Both?
Both.
But that's not your usual term?
No. I normally think of them as string beans.
Mm-hmm. My usage exactly. Very good. Always makes me happy when people say the same thing I say. if you took the tops of turnips and cooked them, that would be?
They would be turnip greens.
And what other kinds of greens do you eat?
Collard greens.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mustard greens. And spinach.
Mm-hmm. That will do nicely. And the outside of the ear of corn is a...
Is the husk. Is it the husk?
That'll do. There is another term that people often use which begins with an SH.
Is that the shuck?
Yeah. What do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Corn on the cob. Tender enough to eat off the cob. I don't know.
Would you ever... Do you know the term roasting ears?
Yes. That must be a corruption. Roasting ears.
Mm-hmm.
Is that roasting ears?
You don't think of it as being?
It's roasting ears, yes.
How do you say it?
Roasting ears.
Uh-huh.
It's a corruption.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
I don't hear it all. Now, that's a term from my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Is that the
vendors.
Same?
The vendors would come by
selling
corn, and they would always, we've got your roasting ears.
Mm-hmm. Is that's corn that you then cook?
Yes, but you would buy it in the corn shuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, already in the, I guess that's a shuck.
Mm-hmm.
The full ear, then you mm-hmm. had to shuck it.
Yeah.
And
okay. Would you ever call it sweet corn or mutton corn?
No.
Okay.
Sweet corn was just corn that had sugar in it.
Oh, all right. And then the top of the corn stalk, the thing that grows out the top, that's the...
It's corn silk.
That's the stringy stuff.
That's the stringy stuff.
The thing up at the top of the corn stalk. It's also the thing on a graduation cap.
Oh. It's a tassel.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say tassel?